I have the great privilege to speak this afternoon to Pastor Olusegun Olanipekun about the South African Christian leaders who had a wonderful mobilizing becoming together on Monday the 15th of this month, just the past Monday on the 15th of July. Pastor Olusegun, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Yanni, and good afternoon to your listeners across the country.
Thank you so much for taking the call this afternoon. And what an afternoon, because in Cape Town it's the opening of Parliament later this afternoon and evening. And we are speaking about South African leaders who were and came together on Monday, the 15th of July, for the consultation to mobilize the nation. And tell us all about what happened.
Yes, it is a wonderful day in South Africa. It's a wonderful season as well. And you're right, Yanni. 82 leaders from across the nation came together to discuss the season that we are in. And the meeting was online. It was hosted by Adulam Leadership Institute together with a few other organizations from across the country, organization led by Mangaliso Mashobane, Afrika Mlope, and Barry Isaacs from Cape Town, and Leon Kotse from Pretoria. So it was a coalition, sort of, if you like. And we were looking at the season that God has given the country. And we wanted the leaders to bless, to give thanks to God for the season, number one. To give thanks to God for the season, for the peaceful outcome of the elections, for the government of national unity. Secondly, we wanted them to bless the nation. And we observe from scriptures that whenever God does a new thing, he blesses it. He blessed man in Genesis 1:28. He blessed Noah after Noah came out of the flood. When he took the bread for communion, he blessed it. When he fed 5,000, he took the bread and blessed it and then broke it. And we observe that this is a new season for South Africa, and that leadership within the body of Christ should bless the new season so that through those words of blessing, we can authorize the, we can release the authority that God has given over our lives for the season to accomplish the purpose for which God has given it, so that we don't lose the season. And the third area of our focus was to also receive the unity and reconciliation that characterizes the season. And we did not just ask people to pray. Yes, we did ask people to pray, those three items, but we asked that they will continue in their various fora to expound on those three issues, so that that will become the culture of the nation. It will characterize the season, that we will have a generation of South Africans that are thankful, grateful, that are speaking words of blessing to the nation, to the government, that are not just critical of the government, that are not cursing the government, but blessing the government. And lastly, that we have a culture of love, of unity, and of reconciliation across racial lines and all over the country of South Africa. That's the purpose for which we gathered, and it was a very, very, very special time, because we believe that that is the new season that God has given to South Africa.
Pastor, I also see that the consultation excluded political parties and political actors. And as you just said rightly, it was not directed against or for any political party. It's all about the nation of South Africa and the government of national unity as prescribed in 1 Timothy 2 verse 1 to 5. Give us more information about that.
You're correct about that. We wanted the nation to learn to, the church and the nation to learn to pray for the political leadership, for the government, whether we belong to their party or not, whether we even like their policies or not. And we wanted the church to acknowledge the season of unity that, you know, is represented in the GNU. So we couldn't afford to invite one political party and then another, you know, and yeah. leave one out. And then it appears like, okay, you're supporting this party, but you're not supporting that party. We wanted a gathering that is beyond politics, a gathering that blesses the nation and blesses the government. We also bless the opposition. We prayed for the opposition that would emerge. We don't know whether it is, you know, yeah, whatever party will form the opposition. We prayed that God will bless them with constructive criticism, with godly wisdom, that will translate into nation building, not anything destructive or anarchical.
Amen to that, Pastor. And developing a kingdom culture in South Africa to get out of the poison of bitterness in South Africa, how did you discuss that?
We looked at the history of South Africa, that there has been racial, you know, tensions, racial divide. One time during apartheid, it was white-led government. And the past 30 years, it was black-led government, ANC. And we said those two seasons are now over. Now it's a government of national unity where you have blacks, you have whites, and we perceive that God is saying the nation does not belong to blacks, the nation does not belong to whites, the nation belongs to God, first of all, and the nation belongs to all the people who live therein. And we wanted the nation to understand that unity is a blessing from God. There are many nations that are still looking for a united front, that are racially and racially divided and are tribalized. So we wanted the nation to appreciate the opportunity that we have been given to be united and to embrace it and to teach each other and the younger generation that it is possible for black and whites to work together, to love one another, and to eschew, to forget the past, to forget, to not speak the language of hatred and of bitterness, but to speak a new language of love, a language of unity. And we believe that that is a kingdom culture, as well as a kingdom language, that the church can teach to the nation and the peoples of South Africa.
Wonderful, wonderful. Pastor, may I ask you, for church leaders who could not be there, what message do you have for them?
We did the consultation on behalf of the church in South Africa, and the recording of the session, the documents that were circulated are still available to be distributed. And I think that the themes are easy also for those who are absent to understand. It's centered around thanksgiving, gratitude, blessing the nation, and speaking unity, speaking reconciliation, speaking peace, developing ourselves beyond the racial barrier, and moving into the season of racial integration. So whether they get our material, the recording, or the documents that we circulated or not, they can pursue the same theme from their pupils, from their platform, and get the same message out so that that message will be embraced by all South Africans.
Wonderful. And the path forward, what would you say?
The path forward is that beginning from our own homes, we should speak the language of peace. We should not speak the language of bitterness and exclusion. We should not teach our children anything that makes the other race and other tribe look bad than the other. And we should have leadership training development that, you know, helps us to understand that this is actually possible, that as a nation, we can move forward and maximizing the potential across the racial divide. So the Adulam Institute will be willing to send the documents, the letters, the notices that were sent across to make them available to Radio Pupil and to all your listeners and to anybody who makes inquiry by email, by WhatsApp. We can forward those materials across. We believe that it belongs to God. It belongs to the body of Christ. It doesn't belong to us. So it is circulated freely. And if it can inspire people to change their outlook, to change their orientation, and to guide us to move forward, as a nation, that will be a blessing. And we encourage people to pray the same in their own family devotions, in their local churches, in their prayer gatherings, so that, you know, everywhere we have the opportunity, let us speak the language of gratitude, of thanksgiving. We have a beautiful country. Let's give thanks to God for it. Let's speak a blessing over the nation. Let's speak a blessing over this government. And let's speak the language of unity and of reconciliation and of forgiveness.
Amen and amen to that, Pastor Olusegun. I want to ask you in conclusion, and after that I want to ask you to pray for us a short blessing prayer on air. But shortly, I want to know, what was the inspiring inspiration in your heart to lead this wonderful gathering?
I want to say that it is the Lord Jesus Christ and His ways, His word, the Holy Scriptures, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I have had the privilege to live in South Africa for more than 20 years. And I've seen that the country is blessed beyond what the average person thinks. And that the country has a lot to give to Africa. The country has a lot to give to the whole world. One of the things we prayed at the Union Building for the group that met in Pretoria is that wherever South Africans find themselves in the world, they will represent peace, unity, reconciliation, and they will be able to take that message of peace to the whole world. And the hope, that hope in itself is inspiring, that South Africans can stand together, black and white, no discrimination, no exclusion. And we look forward to seeing that all over the world. I mean, when the Springbok won the World Cup for the second time, nobody was talking about white or blacks. Everybody was talking about South Africa won. And if that could happen in sports, and if the government could form a government of national unity, then the church should not be behind. The church should not be divided across racial lines. We should be intentional to integrate and to teach the younger generation the language of love, of unity, and of forgiveness.
Amen to that. May I ask you in a short prayer to bless us, please?
Father, we thank you for this wonderful day in South Africa. It's a day that will remember the late President Nelson Mandela. And we want to thank you for the spirit of forgiveness that we believe came upon his life because of the exposure to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We celebrate that heritage, and we pray that that spirit of forgiveness, that the Holy Spirit himself will brood over South Africa and release that spirit of love, that spirit of truth, that spirit of forgiveness. And from Radio Pupils, we pronounce God's blessing over South Africa. As God indeed said in the beginning in Genesis 1:28, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue, have dominion. I proclaim those words over the entire nation on this day and bless the nation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, South Africa, be fruitful. South Africa, multiply, increase in all dimensions, in all your potential. Increase, fulfill all of the dream that God has for you. Fill the face of the world with great fruits, with good fruits, with blessed humans, with resources that will first of all bless South Africans and be a blessing to the rest of the world. Subdue everything that has come against you, everything that is a challenge now. Let the strength, the wisdom of God's Holy Spirit come over South Africa so that South Africa will overcome in all those areas and South Africa will experience the dominion, the lordship, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the liberty to preach the gospel in South Africa. May South Africa be an obedient nation, a nation that is able to discern between lies and truth, a nation that is able to follow the truth and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise because you answer prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Olisegun Olanipekun, thank you so much, brother. May you be blessed. Thanks for your time. God bless. Goodbye.